Have you ever told a child, don't be afraid of the dark while they're walking through a house? You might say that there's nothing scary in the home like the boogeyman. Jared Overton may have told his kids that once or twice. He probably felt differently after what happened recently. He didn't turn on his lights when he ran upstairs to his bedroom of his Pleasant Grove apartment.
I open up the bedroom door, and I didn't even turn on the lights because it's going to flip on this light right here. And just as I turned around the corner before I flipped out the light, and it was pitch black, I just hear this just flapping of wings, you know, and it seemed like what would sound like a flock of pigeons.
Wow.
And it scared me to death. And so I just jet out of the bedroom,
right.
Suck my thumb for a little bit. But it was scary. I was like, what is in my bathroom? And because it's in a bathroom, it like amplifies everything.
Overton gathered up his courage and returned with his phone to film the whole encounter and FaceTime it to his family downstairs.
Why is this happening to me?
Overton says a bird kept attacking him.
Peeked around the corner, and right as I peeked around the corner, something just went right for my head. Then it did a little U-turn and went back. I'm thinking, what is that? It looks like a hawk, an owl, or something like that.
Great. Turned out to be an American kestrel, the smallest member of the falcon family. Overton says he opened up a window to try and get it out, but it didn't want to leave, so he rigged a sheet in his bathroom door.
And I just went like this and threw this up and kind of, I don't know how I did it, wrapped it around, and it was just kind of like in the sheet, not moving. By the time it was in the sheet, it wasn't like trying to get out anything yet, so it was actually pretty easy once it was in there. So I take it and hurry and go over here, find it, and I opened the window up and I set it right there thinking it's just going to jet out, and then boom, it goes right back into the bathroom. But the second time, I was successful.
Overton says he thinks the bird squoze through his bedroom window. He says his daughter wanted him to keep it, but he's glad the bird is free and in the wild again.